Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us. Today's podcast covers some interesting findings from Panorama's recently released analysis, the 2013 ERP Report. Organizational Change in Business Process Management. I'm going to be speaking with January Polk, Head of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions and a true change connoisseur. January, thanks for being here and welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started right away. Can you tell us, please, a bit more about the report that we're talking about and where this data comes from?
Sure. The data for the report was collected by Panorama using our online polling tool located on our website between September 2012 and January 2013. There were 172 participants, and all were representative of organizations that have worked on ERP initiatives within the last year.
Okay. And so what do, or why rather, do organizations implementing ERP software, why is it important for them to be reading this report?
Well, it's important because ERP implementations are plagued by technical, process, and organizational issues that can cause operational disruption. According to Panorama's research, process and organizational issues, as opposed to the technical issues, pose the most risk. Despite this fact, however, many organizations still do not invest in adequate business process and organizational change management. The report highlights the negative impact this choice can have on implementation outcomes.
Okay. So what would you say are some of the most interesting findings that you've been able to glean from the 2013 report?
Well, there are three that come to